If you're talking about it,
they don't care about the view. They're not there for a discussion.
We're talking about it.
Let's take a deep breath and not get too carried away.
This is Idaho Talks Live with Paul J. Schneider and Chris Walton on News Talk 670 KBOI.
Top of the morning, KBOI News Time, 8:38 on an Open Phones Friday. We'll talk about whatever's on your mind today. Give us a call at 208-336-3700, 1-800-529-KBOI. That's 1-800-529-5264, or #670 on Verizon Wireless. That is a free call. National Weather Service says La Nina, the cooler sibling of El Nino, is here. The La Nina climate pattern and natural cycle, marked by cooler than average ocean water in the Central Pacific, one of the main drivers of weather in the U.S., in fact, drove all that weather last year. Federal government forecasters announced La Nina's formation yesterday. The Climate Prediction Center says this year's La Nina, translated from Spanish as little girl, is on the weak side but could continue through the winter. This is the second consecutive La Nina winter. Last year's episode was unusually brief, which it was, actually. Formed in November, was gone by February. But while it was here, it was nasty.
Yeah, it dumped a lot of snow on us.
A typical La Nina winter in the U.S. brings cold and snow to the northwest, check, and unusually dry conditions to most of the southern tier of the U.S. Remember California? California had the big droughts.
Yeah.
Or as my mother would say, droughts. Look at drought.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, they had no water.
And then they had the floods in the springtime.
Then they had too much water.
Yeah, the southeast and mid-Atlantic also tend to see warmer than average temperatures. So we could be in for it one more time.
Not looking forward to that.
Me neither.
I need to come up with a strategic plan, though, to shovel the driveway that doesn't involve...
Shovels.
Well, no, it'll have to involve shovels, I'm sure, But last year, we stayed in for the weekend, and then on Monday morning went out to shovel the driveway, and of course it was frozen solid.
I remember that.
And there was kind of a little mountain that you had to get over.
Now, didn't you have to find an alternate way to work or something?
Uber, yeah. One day. Unfortunately, I did not know this, but this is great. Apparently, there are people in the wintertime who drive around in four-wheel drive vehicles, Uber drivers. And there was one that was like 4 minutes from my house. So that worked out.
It's amazing.
It was just Uber.
Well, anyway.
Uber is like super in German, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, we're in for it, apparently.
Yeah, it's too bad.
Yeah.
Not looking forward to that at all. I think I already mentioned that.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, though, and one nice thing about it is, we got enough, water for the summertime.
Well, that's true, too.
And
yeah.
All the reservoirs are full, et cetera, except in California.
We talked about this several years ago because we were asking somebody from, I think it was the Forest Service. That's what it was. We were asking somebody from the Forest Service, is it better to have a really wet winter or a really dry winter?
As far as fires?
As far as fires go in the summer. And he says, well, here's how it works. He says, if you have a winter without much precip, then in the summertime, the conditions will be dry. And, as soon as you get a lightning storm, you'll have a fire. And that'll be a bad fire season. He says, on the other hand, if you have a wet winter, there will be a lot of new vegetation that will grow in the spring. And so there'll be more things to burn and you'll have a bad fire season. And so apparently, no matter what we do...
It's like being a farmer.
Yeah, I guess so. No matter what we do, we're going to have a bad fire season. Which apparently, I guess we should just start calling a normal fire season.
Mm-hmm. That's true. It is very, very true. You get... Like last year, I remember going up to a place I go in the mountains a lot,
mm-hmm.
there was grass to my shoulders. To my shoulders.
Yeah.
When usually you go up there.
And you're like, what, 6'2", 6'3"?
Yeah. Usually it's to your knees. It's to my shoulders. But when it's to your knees, as you mentioned,
yeah.
really dry,
mm-hmm.
start at the drop of a mm-hmm. hat, but the fire is over in no time because there's really nothing to burn.
Yeah. I think if you ask those guys, well, what would get rid of the fire without starting more fires? And they would tell you, well, how about rain without lightning?
Yeah. But we don't have that here.
Which in the summertime we don't find a lot of. We sometimes find lightning without rain.
Yep. Yeah, which is not good. All right, KBOI News Time, 8:45. It's an open phones Friday. Give us a call.
This is Idaho Talks Live with Paul Jay and Chris. More local talk with Nate Shellman is live this afternoon at 3 on 670 KBOI.
Friday morning, Paul Jay and Chris. Man, the headlines today are brutal. Jenny McCarthy alleges Stephen Segal harassed her. Well, that's probably not too surprising.
Well,
Portia DeRossi.
She was a Playboy Playmate of the Year, so my guess is she's been harassed by a few people over time.
Portia DeRossi accuses Stephen Segal of harassment. Reputation, Taylor Swift, In Love and In Control.
Well, that's an album, so
yeah.
That's cool.
Late night on Louis C.K. sexual misconduct claims.
Yeah.
Duke star to face indecent assault charges. Now, this is just one magazine.
Tom Wopat, who played Luke Duke on the TV show The Duke's a Hazard.
LAPD ends investigation into claims by Feldman.
Okay, that was Corey Feldman, the actor,
mm-hmm.
who claims that when he was a child actor, there were several Hollywood bigwigs and whatnot who basically sexually molested him in some way. And he was going to make a movie about it. But people thought that was a little strange because instead of just coming out and telling the news, naming names or something, he said he was going to make a movie. And it wasn't even a documentary. He was just writing a movie about it and then trying to get it funded.
Mm-hmm.
And so the LAPD looked into it, and then they just decided, I think he's just trying to make a movie.
Yeah.
I'm not saying none of that happened.
He needs a movie.
I wasn't there, but,
Roy Moore should step aside if sexual misconduct allegations are true, White House says.
Yeah.
Moore had sexual encounter with 14-year-old.
When he was 32.
When he was 32.
Which was like 40 years ago.
Yeah.
And let's see, it wasn't quite 40. I guess it was 37 or so years ago because she's in her early 50s now. And she just said that, for years she didn't want to say anything, mostly because of embarrassment. But now that he is very close, possibly, to ending up in the U.S. Senate, she wanted to point out to everybody that he probably shouldn't be in the U.S. Senate.
Olympic gymnastics star says she was sexually abused by a disgraced doctor.
Yeah.
This is Allie Reisman.
Yeah.
Who was one of the Fantastic Five or whatever.
Right.
Fierce Five. Michaela Maroney, Olympic gold medalist. This is a different one.
Mm-hmm.
Says doctor molested her. Former USA gymnastics doctor pleads guilty to child pornography. This is just headlines from today.
Mm-hmm.
You kidding me?
Yeah, that stuff.
What the hell's going on?
Well, it's. I don't know. Somebody was talking about the Harvey Weinstein case.
Where are the family adopts dog stories?
Where people, apparently in Hollywood, people knew for years that producer Harvey Weinstein was harassing women, doing all sorts of things like, doing the casting couch bit and inviting girls up to his hotel room.
Yeah.
And he was married and it didn't seem to matter to him. And I guess his wife put up with it for a certain amount of time, but supposedly it was common knowledge among almost everybody who worked with him that if you're female, you do not get around him alone. Mm-hmm. You just don't. However, if he makes some kind of a pass at you or sexually harasses you in some way and then you resist, chances are he will ruin your career because he was that powerful of a producer. And so there were a lot of women who were very, angry about that sort of thing. Some who had gone ahead and submitted to whatever he wanted to do. and others who had resisted, and then you never heard of them again. So, you know, a couple of them decided that they were going to call him on it, finally, and that, you know, some other ones got brave, and so it's, you know, a flood, basically, of victims started to arise, and it's starting to happen with all sorts of different people. I was talking about this with Debbie, you know, my wife, because she worked for the Board of Immigration in Washington, D.C. for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And even there, she said that they had a boss, and they really couldn't say anything because he would fire somebody who just recently would go around, pat girls on the rear end and pinch them and stuff and, mm-hmm. and you know, grab them and kiss them on the, well, whatever.
Whatever, yeah.
And, you know, try to get him to go park with him after a party or something like that. And they just felt like, you know, since they were kind of at the beginning of their careers, they couldn't do anything about it.
Yeah.
And somebody would complain and they'd get fired. And then finally, I guess after a few years, enough people complained and he got fired and sued. But she was, you know, long gone by then. She lived in California at that time, so.
Yeah, it's weird. Women who had any power or any mojo to improve themselves, get their careers going, you know, had some strength to them.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the ones, apparently. No, you don't go in that door unless you come here first. And that's a sad situation.
Well, and it's in so many industries, apparently.
Apparently. And everything. But I was looking at the headlines today, and there were 22 headlines with sexual,
some sort of sexual
innuendo,
some sort of sexual misconduct. Yeah,
misconduct. Yeah, that's a better word. So, ain't that swell?
Yeah, the lines are being drawn a little more clearly, at least in the news, than they used
mm-hmm.
to be.
Yeah,
like if you watch the show Mad Men, where basically everything was gray area.
Yeah, yeah, unbelievable. Even my daughters run into this kind of stuff.
Wow,
it's amazing. It's 8:56. We'll be back.
If you're talking about it,
they don't care about the view. They're not there for a discussion.
We're talking about it.
Let's take a deep breath and not get too carried away.
This is Idaho Talks Live with Paul J. Schneider and Chris Walton on News Talk 670 KBOI.
KBOI News Time 9:06 on Friday. It's an open phones Friday. If you have something you would like to talk about, give us a call, 336-3700. That's 208-336-3700 or 1-800-529-5264. 1-800-529-KBOI.
I've got some instant messages here. Tom has written in to say, this is a Democrat tactic that has been happening for many years. You make an allegation in almost each case never proven, happened many years ago and long past any statute of limitations. The first time that I remember this coming to light as a false allegation made by Anita Hill against Clarence Thomas to try to derail him from being a justice in the Supreme Court. The allegation were never proven. Senator Kennedy was a part of this since he was not allowed to ask any questions in the hearings. Our trial in the public opinion, which media pundits sometimes called shock jocks, have been using to get more ratings, have existed for many years. The problem I have with these types of claims are these. One, the claims are usually something that is horrendous, sexual harassment, taking a bribe, or other actions that any moral person would find horrible. Two, the claims are usually ones that happened many years ago. Three,
these aren't, though. The ones that I've been they're not. Go ahead.
Yeah, three, usually there is no proof. Usually it is he said, she said, or something like that. Four, it seems only to apply to Republican representatives. The claims against a Democratic seem to be a resume enhancement. Look at Bill Clinton. I think we should demand proof for any claims. Yes, this could keep some individuals from coming forward because our legal system that usually causes the victim to be abused many times in the process of the court. I am tired of someone being able to make a claim and because it fits the opposition's desire to eliminate an opponent by making allegations or finding someone who is willing to come forward with the promise of being taken care of. Look at Anita Hill.
Well, yeah, he is, speaking of going into the past, the Anita Hill thing was years and years and years ago. What I was talking about, the general overall Hollywood thing, mm-hmm. gymnastics thing,
right.
The stuff that's happening now, where he was basically focusing, I think, on political stuff.
Dave of Boise says, people's past from a different time in our history is getting the spotlight on them. It was business as usual in those days. Times have changed, and now it's considered unacceptable, and rightly so. But things have changed for the better since then, and there is no doubt about that.
Is he saying we shouldn't do anything?
I don't think he said that. I just think he said it's better than it used to be. There have been deep, dark secrets in this country and abroad from the beginning. I think President Donald Trump should get some credit for bringing this out into the public eye. He may not have meant to do it, but it is him that is making people come forward. Let's see. Mike R. of Boise.
I'm not sure how he came to that conclusion.
Well, they had that thing where he was on the bus talking to Billy Bush and made some rather rude comments.
Yeah.
Mike of Boise said, will the people, the good God-fearing Christians of Alabama, reject Roy Moore? Or will they elect him under the view that at least he is not a Democrat? Child abuse is better. How low will Alabama go?
Oh, man. I don't know.
And then
interesting. Roy Moore, he's just kind of keeping a low profile.
Well,
which you would do.
Since yesterday, but apart from that, he never has.
Yeah.
Boise rabble rouser of Boise. He says, in regards to the praying Roy Moore, I was thrilled to learn from longtime legal commentator Sean Hannity that in America, an accused is not, or the accused are not guilty until proven so, even if three other young girls claim the same crimes. Sean Hannity was in a little bit of hot water with some people because he said something about it being a consensual relationship. However, supposedly,
she's 14.
Yeah, supposedly Roy Moore was 32 and the girl was 14, which I think legally means it cannot be a consensual relationship. Kevin of Boise says, I have to disagree about there is nothing we can do about fires. Logging is what we can do about fires. That's
true.
All I got to say about that. I don't think that'll help grass fires, but yeah.
Well, yeah, what it does, though, is it keeps grass fires in the grass.
Yeah, it's managing the forest.
Keeps them from jumping to the trees.
I've always thought managing the forest is a good idea. Jim of Boise says, HR directors should be more interested in productivity rather than strictly the bottom line. That interest will, in most cases, make for a better bottom line, regardless of the cost. We had mentioned that earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And we did a story earlier where a woman, she kept hearing a kitten meow and couldn't figure out where it was. And then she figured out it was in the sewer and called the police, and the police couldn't help her or wouldn't help her. And so finally a woman, put on kind of a hazmat suit or something and dived into the sewer and saved the kitten. And Bill of Boise wrote in to say, sewers are full of fatal viruses and germs. So going in after a kitten without knowing what you are doing is just plain stupidity. No matter how heroic the results, who knows what those people have introduced to the populace that would have otherwise remained in the sewage system. That's how major infections, major infectious diseases are spread.
So leave the cat in the sewer.
Well, unless there's an alternative to that, I suppose. Let's put it this way. He didn't say it like that.
Well, he did, though. He said if you take the sewer out of the cat out of the sewer, you're taking the germs out of the sewer.
Bob says, don't you find it strange that these claims against Roy Moore came out after the primary? So I wonder if Luther Strange had beaten Roy Moore in the primary, if this, would have come out at all. I don't know. I don't know that it wouldn't, but, that's one of those things I can certainly speculate, but I can't tell you the facts on that.
Yeah. All right, let's go to the phones. And Randy on an Open Phones Friday. Randy, good morning.
Good morning. This brings to mind Herman Cain, who was a viable candidate for the president's nomination in 2012 until they managed to find somebody, some woman that had once worked for him, to come forth and make a claim about him. He dropped out, and it was never confirmed, and very suspicious. And he claimed he'd never been in the place on the day she said it happened. Nobody bothered to look it up, and he removed. But, again, it's the effort. All you've got to do is say it, and it's out there, and someone is potential is destroyed because it's not provable or unprovable in the time frame available.
Do you have any rule that you stick by on who you believe on these things?
Well, I don't know. There's certain odor factor, source factor. The Democrats seem to be really effective at this and using it to get rid of viable Republican candidates that they can't beat in any other manner. I don't know about Roy Moore. I was interested that Romney comes out and convicted him this morning in the news, and I find that interesting. And I don't know what the basis of it is.
Yeah. What I heard from
very effective. It's very effective, and you can't be defended. Yeah.
There were a large number of Republican congressmen and senators yesterday who got on camera and were willing to do so, and they all said, if this is true, then Roy Moore should definitely step aside, or step down, or recuse himself, or whatever. And of course, one of those was Luther Strange, who would benefit from it.
Yes. Well, and if it can be proved, but in the time frame available, it won't be, couldn't be, can't be. So it's very effective.
Yeah. And I think these things are really hard. They're hard to prove anyway when it comes down to that. I mean, you could say, well, there are four different people who have similar stories. And according to The Washington Post, none of these women knew each other. But It's a hard thing to prove, because generally if someone harasses somebody else, they don't do it when anyone else is around.
Right. So, it's a sad truth of our political reality.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks for the call, Randy.
Thank you.
Need to take a break. It's 9:16.
This is Idaho Talks Live. Today at 3, listen to Nate on 670 KBOI.
KBOI News Time is 9:21. KBOI Rewards Code, RAMS. R-A-M-S. Boise State plays the Colorado State Rams tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Kevin wrote back in Boise. He says, yes, logging will help the grasses. They have to access the timber and therefore have to clear cut the underbrush to get in there.
Mm-hmm.
All it will take is for the loggers to be allowed access to the dead and dying timber.
And there are several places, Chris, I know that you've seen these pictures too, which have shown stuff not clear cut, but, you know, spaced out nicely.
Yeah.
And then next to
A well-managed forest.
Yeah, a well-managed forest. And next to it, you'll have underbrush and dead trees falling over and all of this stuff.
Yeah.
And that stuff will burn forever.
Yeah, kind of comparison shots.
Yeah. All right, let's go back to the phone and Pete Peterson. Pete.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey, Pete.
I need you to vouch for my character. I've been a misogynist years and years before it was popular.
Good for you.
Is that right?
Anyone who wants the 19th Amendment repealed, I think that make I qualify there.
Pete, would you really take the right to vote away from women?
If you look at what's happened to this country since it came into effect, yes. I mean, the Great Depression followed immediately, World War II, Korea, Vietnam,
Pete, come on, Pete, you know that just because B happened after A doesn't mean A necessarily caused B.
That's true, but it doesn't necessarily mean it didn't happen. But I would like to touch on politics briefly.
Okay.
I'm going to go way out on a political limb here in Idaho. I'm going to predict that Idaho's next governor will be the winner of the Republican primary next May.
Man, I don't know how you can be so daring.
I think you're reasonably safe out on that limb, Pete.
Well, I'm a gambler. That's just who I am.
You must be a gambler on sure things.
The Democrats have lost six times in a row. They're busy figuring out who their seventh losing candidate will be.
Gotcha.
Well, you gentlemen have a great day.
You too.
Thanks, Pete.
Thanks, Pete. Pete Peterson.
What a daring prediction.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Who would have thought?
Yeah, that's something. Huh?
I got a quick little story here for you.
Okay, we got about a minute before we have to take a break, then we'll be back with more phone calls.
Of course, tomorrow, Veterans Day, and apparently one of the best ways you can thank the veteran in your life for their service is by helping them move to one of the following cities. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Because they rank the 100 biggest cities in the country, of which Boise is one, on 17 different factors, including the veteran population, how many businesses they own, and how many job opportunities they have, the quality of the VA facilities.
Right.
The top 10 cities you can live in if you are a veteran are apparently, number one, Austin, Texas, where your daughter lives. Mm-hmm. Two, Colorado Springs, Colorado, which has military facilities everywhere. Virginia Beach, Virginia is number three, followed by Raleigh, North Carolina, Plano, Texas, Tampa, Florida, Fremont, California, Seattle, Washington, San Diego, California, and Boise, Idaho.
Yowza.
I think that's a great list to make.
Yeah, it is. And I told you about my father-in-law.
Yeah.
Who basically moved down here from Montana because of the service that he got at the
VA.
The VA, yeah.
That's terrific.
Yeah, that's good stuff. It's 9:26. We'll be back with your phone calls on an Open Phones Friday.
This is Idaho Talks Live. Today at 10, listen to Rush on 670 KBOI.
All right, we are back. KBOI News Time, 9:36. A lot of phone calls. Let's get to them. Randy, you're on 670 KBOI. Good morning.
Yes, gentlemen. You know, you were talking about clear cutting. You know, when we have a forest fire, that's the ultimate clear cut. And not only is the environment destroyed, but the habitat is destroyed and the animals are killed. And so when we want to mismanage the forests, I just don't know how you can look at a forest fire and the damage and say that is a good thing, no matter how you look at it. When we worry about whether or not we're going to let sheep or cattle graze, or we're going and manage the forest properly, thin the threat, you know,
mm-hmm.
This is the thing. Once it's gone, it's gone. You and I will not see it the way it was.
True.
I go, Kev, go ahead.
No, I was just agreeing with you. It's true because of the lifespan of a forest, we're not going to see it.
Well, I go to Anderson Ranch Reservoir all the time, and I've grew up, you know, recreating there, and there's spots there that used to have forest, and they burnt, and it's just destroyed, and it's such a shame. And the thing of it is when we, you know, the environmentalists, whatever we do, whatever you want to call them, if they claim they love the environment, then they can't say that this is good. But you see, it always boils back down to, do they really love the environment or do they just want to control the people? And so I don't know, but I know there's close to 17 million acres of Idaho forest that are what we call a ticking time bomb, and there's plenty of articles that can explain this. A quick question about CSU, Colorado State.
Yeah.
Are they filling that stadium?
No.
41,000 stadium on a routine basis, or where do they get, do you know?
No, they're not. They're doing about 37, I think.
Well, that's That's pretty good considering,
yeah.
You know, we ought to be doing better considering who we are. So, well, thanks, guys. See ya.
You bet.
Thank you. Yeah, and I think he was talking about people who like to designate certain areas as wilderness, and so that they're not really managed, but just kind of allowed to be as is, but the forest gets thick and then tends to burn.
Yeah. Let's go to Rich of Boise. Rich?
Well, two things on this Roy Moore. It doesn't matter if he goes in there or somebody else, it's going to be a right-wing Republican from Alabama. So,
true.
You know,
That's very true.
So nobody's losing anything, but it'll be so much more fun to have Roy Moore in there and all the crazy stuff he says to make fun of for the next 6 years. You know, at least there'll be some benefit to it. And the other thing is, why do people still say, why didn't these people report this stuff then? Well, you know, like you said, with Harvey Weinstein, because he was powerful. Roy Moore was a prosecuting attorney, and then a judge, and then a Superior Court judge, and the girl was 14 years old. So, everybody was quick to jump on Harvey Weinstein. The same people that were jumping on him don't want to jump on Roy Moore.
Yeah, my wife said the same thing when she worked in D.C. for the government. She said that there were, you know, the women would talk to each other and they would say that a guy was a certain way, but if they reported it, then all they had was his word against hers, and since he was the boss, generally he was the one who was believed.
Well, yeah, in any industry, that's the way. A woman's not going to, you know, might not want to report her supervisor because she loses her job and her career. And then if she does, if she files a lawsuit and goes to work for another company, they don't want to hire somebody that's filed a harassment suit. It's just that power thing, and having a prosecuting attorney. You know, I mean, what would her, if she would have reported back then, what would have happened? You know, I mean, there's no evidence. There's no evidence other than her word that she did it, and they'd have to find proof to convict him still.
Yeah, but, like you said, it's a power play, and you know, when you have a 19-year-old girl against an experienced, whatever you want to call him, 35-year-old guy.
Yeah, it's the Republicans who want to get rid of Roy Moore, not the Democrats. Anyway, everybody's been trying to blame the Democrats. It's not the Democrats that get rid of him because they know it's going to be a Republican in there no matter what. That's not going to do them any good. So they'd rather have a goofball like Roy Moore in there than somebody else. But it's Republicans that aren't sticking to him. They're the ones that are jumping on him, so they can't be blaming the Democrats.
Not good stuff. Thanks, Rich. Let's go to Scotty of Middleton. Scotty.
Good morning. I'd like to make a comment about the children's playground that was vandalized.
Yes.
These people are out there painting their swastikas. They haven't a clue what it was like. I was 6 years old in 1939. When the Second World War broke out. And I'll tell you, sir, it wasn't a bed of roses. I was bombed out three times. The family was bombed out three times. Wow. We lived through three blitzes. And to hear these people today march, I met one in California a couple of years ago dressed up in a Nazi uniform. And I told him, I says, hey, guy, I says, where I'm from, I says, if you walked about like that, I said, you'd be swinging from a lamppost with a rope round your neck.
Wow.
But honestly, sir, what the American people don't know, and very few people have known, what happened to the American POWs that were captured at the Battle of the Bulge? These men that were captured were treated like slaves by the Nazis. They took them out into the forest and they were digging tunnels for their the rockets that they were building.
Mm-hmm.
And it's never been disclosed because I've only seen the film over here once, and it was actual photographs taken. Anyway, gentlemen, you have a good day and a good program.
Thank you, Scotty.
Thanks, Scott.
And be safe driving home. Thank you.
Bye-bye. It's 9:45. We'll be back.
Remember, you are listening to Idaho Talks Live on 670 KBOI.
I got a very quick instant message here from Bob, who says, I'd like to say happy 242nd Marine Corps birthday to all my fellow Marines out there, Semper Fi.
Older than the country.
Yeah, the Marine Corps was formed 8 months, he says, before the United States was a country.
Sorry, didn't mean to step on his deal. I had no idea he was going to do that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you both knew.
You told me earlier. Mm-hmm. Mark of Eagle on the line. Mark?
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, I think nobody's mentioned, remember when Trump, just before when he was running, that there were allegations of Russian prostitutes and all these women that came out of the woodwork? They all seem to disappear. What's wrong with the left-wing media? They didn't keep that one going. You know, look who the media, also the left-wing media, ran to on the Republican side, the typical rhinos. Mitch McConnell for his reaction, John McCain, and I can't remember, I think Lindsey Graham popped up in there. They all seem to go to those three special rhinos. And, Rich, they're not two guys that are the same that are running. One's a constitutionalist, the other one's a rhino. And Savage had pointed out that Jeff Bezos of Amazon, who hates Trump, there's some backdoor, I guess, stuff going on with him backing the guy running against Moore. So, and there's this retaliation going on because of what Trump wants to do with CNN. And you know, that had been in the news recently, but you don't hear it much on the mainstream media outlets out there. I found it on Drudge Report. Savage reported it. But no, the guy that is running against Moore is definitely not a true Republican. He is a rhino, and you bet people like Mitch McConnell, McCain, Lindsey Graham, the fake Republicans, would love to see him get in there. And you always see the Democrats. You know,
he's the one that's already in there. He was the one that was appointed.
Right. You know, makes me wonder how people like Mitch McConnell and McCain and Lindsey Graham keep getting reelected. Are they either running idiots against these guys? Are these people that stupid, or is there shenanigans with the voting? That's all I could say. You guys have a good weekend. Go Broncos.
All right, thanks.
Well, I mean, there might be a lot of...
Well, he could be just losing the election.
There could be a lot of people out there who will vote for a rhino, because maybe that's how they feel about it, too.
Exactly.
Let's see. David of Boise says, why isn't there a simple trail cam type of camera at the parks and monuments to catch the racist vandalizers? It seems these days that would not be very difficult, and if you just catch one of these lowlifes, it would be worth it. When the park is closed, turn on the cameras. Maybe they haven't had the money to put cameras up yet, or they just don't have the, I don't know, for some reason they don't have a certain amount of security, I guess.
I'd like to see who these people are, though. Catch these.
Well, that would be nice to be caught, yeah.
Let's go to Jeff of CUNA. Jeff.
Hey, guys. This whole Roy Moore thing's kind of interesting because now, oh, my God, you know, the 14-year-old, yeah, but you talk about the other ones were like 16 to 18-year-olds. He's 32, and oh. Hey, how old was Bill Clinton when he was doing what he was doing with 18-year-old Monica Lewinsky in the White House?
He was
mid-40s.
Yeah, mid-40s.
Nah, I think, isn't it close to 50s?
Well, actually, he got elected for the first time in 92 when he was 46. And so 1998 is about the time this came out. So he was probably 52, which, by the way, is what I am now.
Okay. Yeah. Well, it's just that weren't we told by the media that him doing whatever he was doing with Monica was perfectly okay? That's what the media said, right?
I don't remember that.
Think about it. They defended him and said, hey, it's nothing wrong with the president doing this with an 18-year-old. Remember? That's what their whole line was.
I don't actually remember the use of the term perfectly okay.
But okay. But they defended him. They went to the wall defending him. And notice, oh, but that was okay, and he can lie to a federal judge, get convicted of it, and that's okay. oh, but look what Roy Moore did supposedly with no evidence, and they had the evidence on Clinton. You know, that's just like the one guy said, it's a total double standard. And you know, then the other thing that's funny is in 1983, when I was in the military, I knew a guy from Alabama that had a 15-year-old wife. Okay, and so you're
well,
like
I think
going,
they, isn't that legal, though, Jack?
Well, actually, the age of consent in Alabama is 16.
Oh, 16, well, so it's not, okay.
Well, back in, what was it back in the early 80s? Because this guy had a 15-year-old wife.
Yeah.
And it was perfectly legal because the military had no issue with it. So it was legal. He was her guardian. That was his wife. And she was 15. And so all these people going, oh, my God, a 13-year-old. Like, well, yeah, I know guys that were married to 15-year-old in Alabama. Nothing wrong with that back then. See, you're applying what is considered nowadays standards to 30-some 40 years ago. Things change.
All right. Good stuff. Thanks, Jeff.
I don't know. I sort of still feel like 35 years ago that
yeah.
Maybe a 32-year-old and a 14-year-old still
not good.
Still may have been frowned upon.
Not good.
But,
well, obviously.
But a Boise wrote in to say, has the mayor and the city council told us if they're for the F-35? I believe that Mayor Beter has told us
he said economically we need it, right?
He said economically we need to keep Gowan Field going, and the best way to keep Gowan Field going is to have some planes actually stationed there.
And that
so if
would
the,
be the
if
one
the,
with the longest life.
And if the A-10s have to go away, then the F-35s, I guess, are the next thing.
Yep. Think that's right. Think that.
Craig of Boise says, oh, well, thanks, Craig, for writing in. But quickly, reference the comments about former Alabama Judge Roy Moore. What should concern everyone is the unreasonable focus on a mere allegation. This focus involves a gross lack of regard for the fundamental legal concept of the process.
Let's thank veterans next couple of days, Veterans Day today and tomorrow. Thank them for their service. Thank them for all they do to keep this country great. See you next week.